on FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. This is Capital News.
From Global's newsroom at 12, I'm Mike Perkins at Wembley, where in just under 5.5 hours' time, Villa will take on Arsenal in the FA Cup final. The Claret and Blue invasion of Wembley is well underway, with thousands expected off the trains from Birmingham. Villa fans in their teens and 20s were among the first here, though, and they told me it's rubbish to say this competition doesn't matter to the modern supporter.
Well, one of the biggest competitions in the world. Like, 500 million people will be watching this final today. So, like, you can see what a club Villa is in that.
Villa boss Tim Sherwood says he knows the pressure is on to deliver for supporters like that and says he's praying he can win the cup for the club for the first time since 1957. He says he'll be making sure his players don't miss their chance.
I've been a player, you know, so I know what it's like to be out there and you really can affect it when you're out there, and that's what I try and tell the boys. It's your opportunity to affect it. So don't let it pass you by.
Now, kickoff is not until 5.30, but I'll make sure I keep bringing you all the build-up and any goals during the match at the Capital Birmingham News Twitter feed. Now back to Olivia with a summary of the rest of today's news.
Thanks, Mike. FIFA's sponsors are demanding reform from football's world governing body. It says an investigator in the States predicts more arrests over corruption allegations. And the number of learner drivers passing their theory test has dropped by a fifth in less than a decade after efforts to stop cheating. Now just over half of the tests are passed. Birmingham's weather, bright and sunny today with highs of 14. Tomorrow is going to be a little windier and rainier. From Global's newsroom for Capital Birmingham, I'm Olivia Morley.
Hey Capital, check it out. Birmingham's number one hit music station.